This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street. Or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today.
The Voice Within, your connection between this world and the next. Brought to you by Infinity Spiritual Centre, 550 Anglesey Street, Hamilton.
Greetings, I'm Barry. Regular listeners will know that Lee Harris appears weekly on our show, so I thought it'd be interesting to find out how he started and stuff from way back when he first started doing all these energy updates. This is Lee Harris. This is when he had hair, if you see the video.
Welcome to Impact the World. This show features specially selected content from the Lee Harris Energy Archives. We hope you enjoy.
Hello, I'm Lee Harris. I'm an energy intuitive, and every month I take the pulse of what's going on energetically, psychologically, and emotionally, and what might be showing up in the weeks and months to come, and hopefully a few tips on how to deal with it. The idea to do the energy updates evolved over time, so originally I wrote the articles and they were written pieces. I didn't start putting them on video until 2012, but why I started doing them was, in 2007 or 2008, a friend sent me an energy update from someone called Karen Bishop, and she had this blog called What's Up on Planet Earth, and she would write for sensitive people what we might be going through or feeling on a planetary level or an energetic level, and they were the best thing. Like, when I would get one of these, I would feel seen, I would feel validated in my inner world, and even though I think Karen was popular at the time, these were still fairly new, so a few of us knew those updates, and Karen stopped doing them. She stopped doing them, I think, around 2009, 2010. She just said, I'm stopping. So I missed them. And because I was working intuitively in group workshops, I would stand at the front of the room and just speak to the group about what I was feeling was coming up for them and showing up for them. I thought, I wonder if I can do one. So I used to write them. And then in 2012, I had the idea, well, what if I did this on camera, because I'd put some videos on YouTube, and so that was how they began. And at the time I called them an energy forecast, and I kept that title for many years. And then at a certain point I thought, well, it's not always future, sometimes I'm sharing things that people are already experiencing, so I'll change it to energy update. Hello and welcome to the February energy forecast. We're trying this as a video this month, just as an experiment, so it will involve me reading the written forecast that you can find online. I remember the very first one because I was in Brighton at the time. I was not yet living in America, and I filmed it on my laptop, and because I was filming it at night, to light my face, I had like six tea light candles all around the bottom of the laptop. So I remember you can even kind of see flickering on my face. And I saw it again about a year ago, and I couldn't believe how petrified I looked. And also, it was so funny because I had been writing them. So for some reason, I thought it was a good idea to sit on camera like a newscaster and read this article and then occasionally look up at the camera. And then after I'd done that, which took about 10 minutes, I reflected on some of the themes. So it was the beginning of me doing them in an intuitive and improvisational way. But it took about a year for me to get to the point where I was just ready to just get on camera, press record, and let it come through as an information stream.
Hello and welcome to the May 2014, July 2015,
January 2016,
2017.
Welcome to 2018. Looking ahead for April 2019,
2020, 2021.
I'm recording this week's energy update in Berlin.
I'm in New York for this update for December.
And welcome to Portland.
This month I'm coming to you from incredible Costa Rica.
Go back 10 years, it was still certainly more than now. It was more out there, this kind of work. So you put yourself on video speaking in that way. And I went through all the same fears that many people go through. Whether it's past life memories of being burned at the stake or the way that we've treated mystics through history, or whether it's just your fear of losing your anonymity. The one thing I noticed after I started doing energy updates was because I was putting myself on video, occasionally I would get recognized on the street in a way that I didn't when it was just a website full of photographs. So that was a little challenging at times, but I carried on doing them anyway because I felt compelled to. I could see they were helping people, and all of that to me outweighed any inconvenience to the kind of fear processing I was going to have to go through. I know exactly how many people saw the first one because I was blown away. I put it on YouTube and I want to say it was about 13.5 or 14,000 people. And I was like, oh my God, like couldn't believe it. And I think Facebook, we had just gone onto Facebook around 2011, a year earlier. So I think we started sharing them there too. So maybe that first one was seen by between both platforms, maybe 17, 18, 19,000 people, which was incredible to me. I already had a following for my work, a small following, but it was interesting to see how much people responded to them and wanted them. 10 years later, today, we tend to, this month, for example, I know it's over 300,000 on YouTube at the moment. And I think Facebook, the reach is 200,000-300,000 depending on the month. So I guess you could say they're now reaching as many as 500,000 people, which is kind of insane and very surreal to even think about that.
Hello and welcome to the energy forecast for March 2015. We are in San Francisco this month, and by we, I mean you and I, because unusually for me this month, I'm here alone and filming this alone. Never feel alone because I feel all of you guys listening to this.
So my process for creating them and the way I receive the information has really changed. A day or two before I record, I will sit down and I will receive the themes from my guides, the Z's. So they'll give me headlines. And basically those headlines are enough. And I usually wait until I've got 8. And then I get on camera and I speak to each of those themes intuitively. And what I've learned is it's none of my business how correctly I have spoken about them. Because I can sometimes come off camera and think, oh wow, I could have given a helpful tip for that theme that I didn't think about at the time. But I've learned that because when I do them, I tune in on all the listeners, my job is just to say what I hear and feel as best I can. And there are always times that you second guess it afterwards or go, oh, I don't know if that was quite. But back in the earlier years, it was harder for me to do them emotionally. I would sometimes feel very exposed, especially in the day or two after they got released to the public. I would go through things in my body, and I didn't always like doing them. And there were about 3 times in the 10 years that I was going to stop. And I'm so glad I didn't, because I, like, very seriously was going to stop doing them. And I think by the time I got to 2016, I no longer wanted to stop, because I could see what they were doing for people, and I would meet people at workshops and they would say to me, your energy update helps me so much every month, or it helped me get through depression, and you hear that kind of thing and it's like, oh God, what am I worried about? So that helped me put some of my discomfort aside and lean more into the service work of the job.
Okay.
Because these were people I was meeting in
what
Australia,
has gone wrong
Germany,
during
or anywhere in the world. And so
many
I understood.
Things. Welcome to the Energy Update for September 2018.
We're recording,
stronger
yes,
in myself.
We are.
So it was no longer pulling me around in quite the same
about
way.
About 2 years
to.
Ago, I was running a workshop at a cinema, and you know, the energy updates, they need to be ready at a certain time. They need to be ready ideally for the first of the month. And I need to give my team, hopefully a week, to process it. So there's a tight window in which I have to fulfill this. And I recorded a whole energy update for about 35 minutes in a break I had while running a workshop, and I was so proud of myself. I'd gone off to the beach and I'd managed to set the camera up and everything, and then this new microphone that I bought just hadn't recorded the sound. And because I had no one filming it for me, I had no idea. So things like that have happened a few times, or the camera has been out of focus and I didn't know. So you've done it and you're like, oh, but then I do it again and, you know, it's slightly different maybe. But so those are some of the things that I remember that have gone wrong over the years. And the other thing that was funny was, for a while I worked with a videographer in Boulder, Colorado, and I learned that if he stood directly behind the camera, it would completely throw me off because I'd start reading him. So we learned that he had to set the camera up and then go over there so that I wasn't focused on him when I was intuitively receiving the information.
I was just about to start recording this month's energy forecast, and a few things were going through my mind, including the union of divine male, divine female. And literally as I had that thought, I just looked to my right, and here were these two beauties.
Because I filmed them outside pretty much for the first nine and a half years, there are all kinds of things that happen in the outside world that are way beyond your control.
There were dolphins behind me just a few minutes ago, so I'm hoping you'll catch them. Who knows? If not, their energy will be here.
You've got noise, you've got random people walking around. So I always would try and find a quiet spot. One day I was on the foothills in Boulder, where I was living at the time. And because I had turned the viewfinder of the camera around so that I could just check my framing, I could, while I was talking to the camera, to the right, see this image of me. And I'm in the middle of the energy update, and this sweet little boy who can't have been more than 6 years old just starts walking behind me on the trail. I didn't see him coming, and he's just walking along, minding his own business, but right behind me. And it just stopped me in my tracks, and I started laughing. And I think I was talking about the inner child that month and letting the child come in. So it was kind of a perfect cosmic thing, but that's probably my favorite.
I've lost my thread. I will get it back. Yeah, if you can calm down the emotional body, and then if you can, the innocence of a child, you see, it breaks the mental thread that you're trying to hold onto, which is a great thing. Maybe not for the purposes of this.
I think the one I will never forget is mid-March of 2020.
Welcome to this mid-month energy update, which I never normally do, but over recent days, the escalation of the coronavirus around the world makes it feel highly necessary.
Coronavirus was really hitting the world, and I remember it was just rising through the world really fast. And we'd just come back from Canada, we'd been doing workshops, and just as we were leaving Canada, it was beginning to get very serious. And I think it was the Saturday, I think it was the 14th maybe of March, when I woke up and I just felt this kind of horror in the world, this darkness and this fear, and it was so strong. And so I decided to go and do a mid-month update because I could just feel like we were about to go through a lot. And so I felt like I needed to do an extra one, which I'd never done before. So on the Sunday, I went and I filmed it, and I wrote to my team, who would normally, you know, edit the video and post-process things and come up with the transcript. And I just said, look, it's a Sunday, so I'm not expecting any of you to do this, but I'm doing this today and I will edit it myself. I will release it everything tomorrow, like I used to at the beginning. But they were great. They all jumped on board and said, no, we'll do it first thing in the morning. And we put that one out and it spread very quickly. And I think just because everybody at the time was looking for something. So I think I'll never forget that one because it was the one that I remember filming that I felt the most need around. And then it was interesting to notice how quickly it spread.
A great reveal will come from this and a great change. And I'm curious to see what that is too, but I hear that loud and clear.
The themes that stand out over the last 10 years, well, firstly, a lot of the themes repeat. And I remember one of the things I had to get over was, well, I feel like I say this a lot, but my guides were like, yeah, you need to, because all of you need to remember and ingrain these things. I think one of the biggest themes that I realize I have ended up becoming an advocate for and a student of is self-care. And I think for sensitive people, it's important to recognize if we aren't caring for ourselves or balancing ourselves the way that we need to experience balance, it's going to be difficult for us in the world. So I think over the years, that theme and that permission and perhaps suggestions or ways you might want to do that have been really constant. And I think the other themes that I'm aware of are things that really pertain to the unseen. So I'm very aware the energy updates will sound like gobbledygook to someone who doesn't feel in the way that a sensitive person might. But to a sensitive person, much the way that Karen Bishop's used to do that for me, you're like, oh my God, someone is able to put words to what I'm feeling, which then empowers me to know myself better and know my feelings. So yeah, I think themes around the unseen energetics that are playing out and self-care and really, I think that my job and the people I work for, it's very much themes around sensitivity for people, highly sensitive people, spiritually inclined people, people who are open to that kind of world and work. I hope that the energy updates give people a sense of themselves, because that seems to be what I notice. Even if I'm saying things that people are like, oh, I already knew this, I'm already feeling this, I've noticed people say it's helpful to hear it put into words, or I hope it gives people a moment to be present with their inner world. That's really what I think they're for. Aziz said to me many years ago, back when I was considering stopping doing them, because I was thinking, I'm just kind of repeating the same themes in different ways, surely. And they said, it's not what you say, it's the fact that you show up and the fact that they see that you're going through it with them. That's a huge part of it. So for me, what I realized is the information is one thing, but the connection is another. And I think many of the people who I hear share the energy update, they're doing it in a communal way. They're sharing it in families or they're sharing it with their friends and they talk about it. So I hope and I believe, based on the comments I see, that it gives people more of a trust and a knowing with what they're going through inside, and either language with which they can then explain that to people, or just trusting who they are and what they're going through in a deeper way. What is my biggest surprise after doing 120 energy updates? Well, I guess I'm surprised I'm still doing them, honestly, because I was going to walk away from them, like, quite seriously about 3 times. And people who worked with me at the time knew that because I would say it. So I'm amazed I'm still doing them. I don't know if this is a surprise because my guides always said that we would see the world grow around self-growth, around spirituality, around intuition. So seeing the growth, not just around my energy updates, but this field in general, like seeing how many people now are out there doing this and how many people want that. That's huge. That's a big surprise. And then on a personal level, when I got to see a clip of the very first one I did, I could see how much more scared and how much more sad I was as a person 10 years ago. I saw that video and I'm like, oh, wow, And I don't think I knew I was sad at the time, although I'd come through a bit of a rough patch in my life at the time I started doing them. But it was interesting to see the evolution that you go through on camera in that way. The other thing I'm celebrating about the 10-year anniversary is that really it's given me a chance to connect with an incredible community of people around the world. It's the biggest thing that we do here. And I also want to acknowledge my team. Even though some of the team members who were there when I started it aren't with us anymore, we have an incredible team. And so it really is a team effort. There are probably 8 of us who actually work on getting these out. So yeah, it's quite amazing. We've come a long way since the days it was me and my laptop and iMovie.
So that's all from me, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Lots of love, everyone. Lots of love.
Big love, everybody. Take care.
Big love to all of you.
Lots of love, everyone.
Stay safe. Have a good month.
Lots of love.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of each other.
Big love.
Big love.
Lots of love. Until next month. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
ideally stayed in bed. I had emails waiting a full day ahead. But then the sun came up, and for a few minutes, nothing else mattered.
Sometimes the world reminds us to slow down. This National Spiritual Day, spend a little more time in nature. Breathe. Notice the beauty around you. Because it matters less how you connect and more that you do.
National Spiritual Day, the 22nd of September. Celebrating the spiritual values that bring us all together.
Yornmire there, and Dreams of Longing. Now coming up, we've got Lee Harris with the latest version, and it's the September update.
Hello everyone, welcome to the energy update for September. I'm Lee, I'm an intuitive, and every month I take the pulse on what might be showing up for us energetically, psychologically, and emotionally. The energy for September is very creational, and the overarching themes are the energy of reset, the energy of creation, and the energy supporting upgraded relationships. Stay tuned for the full update. Okay, let's look at the themes for September, and it's very interesting. There's an overarching theme of creational energy, and there's going to be a lot of supportive energy. So let's take a look at the themes that I received for this month. Theme number one, reset energy and stronger motivation in the air. Reset energy and stronger motivation in the air. September brings in a strong reset energy, meaning more motivation and structure will be available to many, more so than there has been in recent months. This will bring a greater ability to make changes that you desire to make, improve habits or patterns, and to be able to look ahead after a long period of purging. It may be a surprise to those of you who had got used to being pulled around energetically, and to those of you who have been feeling stopped for a while, the new momentum will feel like a relief. So whenever we reset things, it usually doesn't just come as a complete surprise. We've normally gone through a long period of reassessing, clearing out, purging. And I know that there's been a lot of purging for a lot of people, particularly this year. I mean, it's been in the air for a few years, but this year there have been a lot of us who have gone through what seems like speed cycle, clearing out old energy, sometimes very amorphously. Sometimes you're very clear about what you're clearing out and you're saying, yes, I'm letting go of this old energy around this relationship or this habit that I had. And other times you don't really know what is moving through you, but you can feel that things in you are changing. Well, September, things are going to get a bit more grounded for those of you who have been in that space for a long time. So not only will you feel it will reset you from everything that you've been going through, particularly this last 6 to 9 months, but a stronger motivation will come in, an ability to start to move forward and create things where previously it was blocked. So you will have a better ability to make the changes you want to make. And it, for some of you, it's going to feel like you don't quite know how it's happened. Like perhaps you've got used to this feeling of being a bit blurry for a long time. And all of a sudden, within a series of 2 or 3 days, you will wake up and feel this renewed energy. And it will seem like a surprise, but don't forget it's been hard won. When we purge and when we clear out energy, we make way for the new. And we never quite know the day that we're ready. So September, there is going to be a big wave of readiness, motivation, and the ability to plow ahead and create change. So it's a very creational energy. Theme number two also speaks to creativity and creating in the world. So theme number two is gratitude generates magnetism and creational openness. Gratitude generates magnetism and creational openness.
So the more we have access to gratitude, the more magnetic we become to creating the future. Can you find gratitude for your past? Maybe there are still areas of your past you are struggling with or cannot access gratitude for right now. And that's okay. But which areas of your past are you grateful for? The more we can practice gratitude for what we have now and what we experienced in the past, the stronger our ability to create positive energies for our future becomes. We become more magnetic to bringing in the good when we can celebrate and honor the good. So if you are trying to create anything new in your life right now, explore gratitude. Okay, so this theme is interesting because we just ran my week-long Soul Magic retreat in Santa Barbara. We had an amazing time. Thank you so much to everyone who came to be with us in person and also to those of you who live streamed in, which was our first time ever of doing it. It was an incredibly powerful week with lots of love and joy and all of the things that accompany a week like that, but also a lot of release, a lot of healthy healing and energetic upgrading. And one of the themes that was on the energy blueprint for Soul Magic was gratitude for the past. And we were also, one of the energies in the room was letting go of past darkness. And that being one of the core things to let go of so that you can move to the next step. So this theme is a very interesting one. And there's some sentences that I received there, which were, maybe there are still areas of your past you are struggling with. But which areas of your past are you grateful for? It's very important to be able to find the gratitude for the past, particularly if you feel like the past is your problem. And I'm going to talk about that in the next theme a little bit. Sometimes the way we're wired as humans is we tend to look backwards and really remember the bad stuff. So if that's true for you, it's okay if you can't feel release or healing or gratitude around certain areas of your past right now. It might not be time. It might just feel impossible for you. But look for the things where you can feel grateful. And remember, a gratitude practice starts simple. Whenever I've been doing a gratitude practice, I usually start with things like, I have a roof over my head. I have some food in my fridge. You know, the simple things that allow us to stay alive, be present for this life. But it's amazing how a practice of gratitude literally raises your vibration. And even, you know, the times where you don't want to be grateful. And I've certainly had my times in the past where, you know, I've done a gratitude practice because I was having a rough time in life. It's amazing how when you sit there and write a list at the end of your day for all the things you're grateful for, it literally changes you. So this theme was given very specifically. Gratitude generates magnetism because it opens your energy field and allows you to attract more good because you are already vibrating in goodness and celebrating the goodness in your life. And it also creates a creational openness. It supports your ability to create things. So look at gratitude this month if you want to give a bit of extra boost to what you're creating in the world and to these September creational energies. Theme number three, past energy purges are finalizing to allow greater present and future awareness. Past energy purges are finalizing to allow greater present and future awareness. There has been a lot of past energy clearing this year. You may have been purging or doing a life review, and now much of that will start to crystallize and calm down for many of you as we come into this new season of creation. You may receive new clarity about past life lessons and feel more at peace with things that were troubling you, or have the motivation and understanding required to change the things that are troubling you. Notice how much time you reference the past versus being in the present when intending for and creating the future. We can tend to remember the more negative or challenging elements in our lives and forget to observe the blessings we receive, the lessons we learnt, or track the progress we are making. Do a review of your last few years and see how far you have come. What have you overcome, or in which ways have you evolved in recent months and years? Let the past update in your awareness now, so you can create a future supported by gratitude and greater past awareness. It's interesting, these themes that are asking us to bring a lighter appreciation or awareness to our past as we're about to move into a new future. It's very important not to reject what happened, or not to reject parts of yourself from the past that you judge. And one of the ways we do this is to balance the self-judgment we might have about past behaviors or past actions through also being able to celebrate how far you've come. Let's say 2 years ago, you were scared to swim in the ocean. It was a trigger for you. If you suddenly look at, wow, in the last year or so, with the support of a friend and my own willingness to get over this, and I really wanted to see if I could swim in the ocean, I've actually achieved that. It's really important to track your progress. I think in the healing and spiritual community, you know, one of the hangovers that we have from perhaps the 80s and the 90s, and those of us who've been doing this a long time, it was very much a fix yourself culture. It was very much a fix the problem, fix the wound. And the beauty of how we're evolving as people and how we're evolving our perspective of self-awareness, self-growth, spirituality, is we can have a much lighter touch around all of it the more we evolve. The more we get out of the human wounded mind, and the more we start to evolve as people, the more we can go, ah, yeah, I could have done better when I was 30. And I didn't. That's okay. I was learning. If there's someone I need to apologize to about my behavior or something I did, I'll do that. But I'm also going to recognize that one of the things I've grown through in the last 10 years is this. So doing a past life review, past this life review, will really help allow you to be a bit more present now and have a bit more awareness now and move into the future you're creating with more mindfulness and more awareness. The other reason it's really important to look back at your past is as we go through life, we grow and our perspective expands and we see things in a less fixed or blunt way as we may have when the events that we're thinking about from our past were just happening. So doing a little life review can be very important, especially if you're feeling that you're not ready to create your future yet. Fine, spend a bit more time in the past, but try and have a kinder view of the way you look at it. It will really fuel more positive energy for what you're building in the future. Okay, theme number 4, the activated light body, psychic, emotional, and physical. The activated light body, psychic, emotional, and physical. So we talk a lot about awakening, and we talk a lot about what is that? What is this energetic process of us increasing our consciousness? And for most of us, it's that we deepen our access to light. We do this by purging the shadow, or looking at parts of ourselves that have aligned with the shadows in the world for a period of time so that we can learn something. And then as we transmute more of the shadow, we get more in touch with our light. So this is what I've written for the activated light body, psychic, emotional, and physical. You may be noticing the light body changes happening to you physically, psychically, and emotionally. You may be having stronger psychic visions, downloads, or awarenesses around people. You may be feeling physically different and either ready for a positive shift around the body, or maybe you're struggling with something physically with your body or your health, and it's asking you to love or look after your body in a new way, which is also how we befriend the light body. You may feel more in touch with your emotions than before. This can mean you're having a lot of feelings or a lot of purging, or you're just more sensitive than you ever remember you were before. These are stages of awakening and the light body activating. And with all awakening energy, we tend to go through these upgrades. We'll have a moment where we really awaken to something, or suddenly we feel our psychic senses are going through a big upgrade for a period, our emotions are a bit more on the surface, or physically we're going through a bit of a shift. And we tend to do this, we have peaks and then we have stabilization phases, and then we have another peak and then we have another stabilization phase. And sometimes we feel like we go backwards for a while. And that's because we're just grounding the lower parts of us. Now we've accessed this higher new way of being. So the next theme relates exactly to this. These two themes are twins, so we'll move on because they are connected. Theme number 5, sensory and physical sensitivity upgrades are on the rise. So sensory and physical sensitivity upgrades are on the rise. These are on the rise for many people, and it can show up in many ways. You may suddenly not resonate with foods or drinks you used to enjoy. You may have a stronger reaction to toxins, pollutants, or things that drop your vibration. The same can be said of people, places, and things you used to enjoy. You might just have an adverse reaction and you can't explain why. This sensory and physical upgrade is not always linear. You may go through a period of it and then it will settle again. And a few weeks or months later, you may go through another wave. Our new light forces our old vibration to upgrade and leave. Our new light forces our old vibration to upgrade and leave. So most of us tend to do it in stages and phases. Be gentle and non-judgmental of yourself if your behavior here seems inconsistent. This is a big process. So, you know, you might suddenly be having a whole new relationship to the food that you're eating, and then 3 weeks later, you're like, whoa, I just ate 2 pizzas and I feel deadened. Why did I do that? Often we're doing it to stabilize how we feel. And sometimes we have to go backwards a little bit to see how it feels in the now. And it's also us pacing ourselves in how high and how expanded we want to go. So the most important thing is to not judge yourself. Just observe. Observe the process. Allow the process to happen. And for example, you know, we do have so many toxins on the planet, and it's beginning to come to light more and more. And thankfully, there are some incredible activists out there who are helping expose this, helping people try and find alternative solutions. So it's not just spiritual. There's a physicality to this process, which is some of the toxins and pollutants are beginning to affect our physical body. But also, as we become more high vibration in nature, we are less prone to accept the old density. So many of you will be going through this, and you might go through a period of it for a month, and then you might step back for a while, then you'll go through another period. So the kind of zigzag is okay. It's actually quite normal, and it's how most people do it. There are a few who have an awakening and then they never go back. But for most of us, it's a bit more of a 2 steps forward, half a step back, 2 steps forward, half a step back, 1 step forward, 2 steps back. You know, it's a dance. So theme number 6, agitation and intolerance, unconscious behavior or a consciousness clue. Agitation and intolerance, unconscious behavior or a consciousness clue. You will notice many are agitated or more intolerant in their emotional behavior right now, leading to outbursts or expressions of anger. Many people can't handle what they are experiencing in the world, and they are perhaps used to only acting out emotionally rather than having emotional awareness, processing their feelings and being aware of their own states and how it might affect others. So you might be experiencing that around you. Equally, our own agitation or moments of acting out can be a clue for us to where our consciousness is at and allow us to see how our strong emotions are a clue as to what we need to do next. Do we need to take a breath? Do we need to change some pressures or stresses in our life? Do we need to ask for help and stop trying to do it all ourselves like a hero? Do we need to stop pressuring ourselves around expectations? You will know what to change if you give your reactivity some reflection rather than just unleashing it on others. This is also why you have to be careful about overly judging yourself if you notice yourself do that. By all means, if you have been inappropriate to someone else, apologize, make amends to them. But don't go on a shame spiral. That's a waste of this awareness. Instead, go, oh, that's interesting. Why did I do that? You're upgrading that way of being, and it is a very emotional temperature out there. We know that. So it's okay that some of the agitation and intolerance you may have just imbibed in the outside world comes out of you. I release any energies and emotions that are not mine. I release any energies and emotions that are not mine. We even have a musical mantra for that. Sometimes we pick up on the agitation in the world and we're carrying it and we don't realize we're carrying it until we, you know, snap at the dog or the cat or the husband or the wife or whatever. So there is a lot of that unconscious behavior around, but you may also feel it moving through you. And it's not a problem unless you don't use it as an awareness teaching. If you use it as an awareness teaching, you will grow through it and you will slightly adjust and you will learn to work with your nervous system in a more conscious way. Okay. Theme number 7, final theme before I lead you through a short meditation. Upgrading personal relationships and your own way of being within them. Upgrading personal relationships and your own way of being within them. Many personal relationships in your life will either be settling into a new level of vibrational resonance now or in the next few months, or perhaps ending or taking a break if an upgrade is not possible right now. Vibrational sensitivity is getting stronger in many people, so having increasingly aligned relationships is a mirror of your increased awareness about who you are and what you need and what you can offer to others. Conversations around necessary relational changes may be something you are initiating right now, or perhaps you're on the receiving end of a conversation from another person about that. Relationship changes always affect the heart and also the stomach, because our umbilical cord is very connected to our relations, our relationships. So, you know, if your stomach's a little off or your heart's a little unsettled, you might be in the middle of relationship changes that are making you nervous. So it can be a little unsettling as it's happening, but they allow us to have more aligned relationships in the future and for us to create more of those in a stronger way for the future. And I've said this many times over the years, transformation in our relationships is possible more often than it is not, with clear communication and a loving heart. So if you can communicate clearly whatever you feel the issue is between you and another person, and you can have a loving heart about it, generally, there is the opportunity for transformation and the other person will receive what you're saying and you can at least start to look at what the issue is. Occasionally, people just have an outburst because they're triggered or they're just not used to having that kind of conversation, in which case you might be like, yeah, I'm not aligned with relationships where we can't see if we can grow through problems together. I'm not aligned with that kind of reactivity. That's too hard for me to be close to. So, upgrading personal relationships and your own way of being within them. Some of you will have been doing this for a couple of years and you might just be now in the good phase where you're like, oh, I think I've kind of got through a lot of shifts in me and in others. And some of you will really be supported to have slightly tougher conversations this month, but that can lead you to positive transformation. So, okay. I wanted to just guide you in a very short meditation, and it goes back to a theme that came through the Z's at Soul Magic last week. And one of the things that they were explaining in the opening channel for the first day was you are going to be clearing out, inviting in, and receiving. So part of the process that we were all working with at Soul Magic was we were clearing out parts of ourselves that were no longer necessary, relevant, or were outdated. We were inviting in what it was that we could feel were our next steps, and then we were allowing ourselves to receive them. So if you would like to do this with me. Just take a moment to close your eyes. And if you are sitting, sit comfortably. If you're lying down, just let your body relax. If you're listening to this standing on a train or, you know, whatever you're doing, don't worry. You can be standing, but just close your eyes. And just take a nice steady breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And we're just going to do a few affirmations together. So I invite you to repeat what I say if it resonates for you. If it doesn't, you do not need to repeat it. And if you're in a public place listening to this, you may just want to say these things quietly inside yourself rather than out loud. So, I lovingly let go of the past I no longer need to be in contact with. I lovingly let go of the past I no longer need to be in contact with. I lovingly let go of the past I no longer need to be in contact with. I gratefully receive the past that is the foundation for my future. I gratefully receive the past that is the foundation for my future. I gratefully receive the past that is the foundation for my future. I invite in abundance and my highest timeline. I invite in abundance and my highest timeline. I invite in abundance and my highest timeline. I allow myself to be supported by the universe, the angelics, and my guides. I allow myself to be supported by the universe, the angelics, and my guides. I invite myself to be supported by the universe, the angelics, and my guides. I open my heart to receive the blessings of this life. I open my heart to receive the blessings of this life. I open my heart to receive the blessings of this life. I am ready for the upgraded version of myself to gently arrive now. I am ready for the upgraded version of myself to gently arrive now. I am ready for the upgraded version of myself to gently arrive now. Good. And the reason I add words like gently at the end of these affirmations and intentions is the universe will hear you. And you don't always want things to happen in a big, dramatic, shocking way. So always add words like gently, peacefully, you know, add some qualifying sentences or words to the affirmations you're creating. So thank you everyone for tuning into this month's Energy Update. Lots of love, everyone. You shine it up on my life.
Play with me and my friends. We've got room for one more.
Kindness doesn't have to be complicated. Sometimes it's as simple as making someone feel they belong. This National Spiritual Day, look for one small act of kindness. It might change someone's whole day. Because it matters less how you connect and more that you do.
National Spiritual Day, the 22nd of September, celebrating the spiritual values that bring us all together.
What a great sentiment, something that we ought to do all the time, shine a little love on your life. What a great name for a band, the Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, from way back, years ago they came out. Anyway, do you think you're lost or you're becoming someone else? Lee Harris is going to tell you all about it now.
What if you're not actually lost? What if the confusion you feel right now is not a sign that your life is falling apart, but a sign that the person you used to be is no longer able to carry you into the life you're becoming? Sometimes the most uncomfortable moments are not endings. They are invitations. An invitation to slow down, listen inward, and stop forcing yourself to return to a version of you that has already changed. There may be a part of you wondering why things don't feel the same anymore. The goals that once excited you may feel empty. Certain relationships may no longer feel aligned. Places that once felt comfortable may suddenly feel unfamiliar. And you may look at yourself and think, "What happened to me?" But perhaps nothing went wrong. Perhaps something within you finally became honest enough to say, "This is no longer who I am." We often call it being lost when we cannot see the next step. But you do not need to see the entire path to be moving in the right direction. Sometimes life becomes quiet because you are being asked to hear something deeper than the noise around you. You are being asked to notice what your body feels, what your heart wants, what drains you, what gives you energy, and what you have been pretending not to know. The old version of you may have survived by pleasing people, staying busy, controlling outcomes, and constantly looking outside yourself for reassurance. But the new version of you may not want to live that way anymore. That can feel frightening, because even when an old pattern hurts you, it can still feel familiar. And when you begin releasing it, there can be a strange emptiness before something new takes its place. Do not mistake that emptiness for failure. It may simply be space. Space for a different identity. Space for healthier relationships. Space for clearer choices. Space for peace. Space for a life that does not require you to abandon yourself just to keep everything around you comfortable. You are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to outgrow environments, expectations, and identities that once felt right. You are allowed to become quieter, deeper, more selective, more honest. You do not owe anyone a permanent version of yourself just because they became comfortable with who you used to be. And perhaps this is why everything feels uncertain. You are standing between who you were and who you are becoming. Behind you is familiar. Ahead of you is unknown. And in the middle, there is a moment where you have to trust yourself without having all the answers. That is where transformation often begins. You don't need to rush through this season. You don't need to immediately figure out your purpose. You don't need to prove that you are making progress every single day. Sometimes progress looks like resting. Sometimes it looks like saying no. Sometimes it looks like walking away. Sometimes it looks like finally admitting that something you once wanted is no longer what you want. Listen to that honesty. Your life is not asking you to become someone completely different. It may simply be asking you to become more fully yourself. Beneath the expectations, the fear, the comparison, and the stories you have carried for years, there is a part of you that already knows what feels true. You may not have lost yourself. You may have lost the ability to ignore yourself. And that is a powerful difference. So if you are in a season where nothing seems clear, take a breath. Stop judging yourself for not having the answers. Stop comparing your timeline to someone else's. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are not failing simply because your old direction no longer makes sense. Something is shifting. The uncertainty may be teaching you trust. The endings may be teaching you release. The silence may be teaching you awareness. The discomfort may be showing you where you have been living against your own truth. Let yourself change. You do not have to know exactly who you will become before you allow the old version of you to fall away. Growth rarely gives you the full map. It gives you the next step, and then another and another. So take the next honest step. Choose what brings you closer to yourself. Choose what creates peace instead of constant performance. Choose relationships where you can breathe. Choose environments where your energy does not have to shrink. Choose the life that feels authentic, even if it takes time to build. Because one day you may look back at this confusing chapter and realize that you were never lost. You were being redirected. You were releasing what could no longer come with you. You were learning to trust your own inner voice. And slowly, quietly, beneath all the uncertainty, you were becoming someone new. Maybe you are not lost at all. Maybe the uncertainty you feel is simply evidence that you have outgrown the identity you once depended on. What once felt right may no longer feel true. And that can be deeply uncomfortable. For a long time, you may have measured your direction by external things. You looked at achievements, relationships, approval, and expectations to decide whether you were doing life correctly. But eventually, something inside you begins asking for something deeper. That inner shift can feel like confusion. You may wake up without the same motivation. You may question goals you once chased. You may feel distant from people you once felt close to. Instead of seeing this as failure, become curious about what is changing. Your old identity was built from everything you learned to survive, everything people expected from you, and everything you believed you needed to become. It helped you reach this moment, but that does not mean it has to guide your entire future. There comes a point when growth asks you to stop performing an identity that no longer feels authentic. You begin noticing where you say yes when you mean no, where you hide your feelings, and where you keep choosing comfort simply because uncertainty scares you. This is where becoming begins. You may not recognize yourself for a while. That is okay. Transformation can create a space between the person you were and the person you are becoming. In that space, there may be fewer answers, but there can also be greater honesty. Instead of asking, "What is wrong with me?" try asking, "What is changing within me?" That question opens a completely different door. It allows you to listen rather than judge, and to understand rather than immediately fix yourself. Your energy often reveals what your mind tries to explain away. Notice what leaves you feeling expanded and what constantly makes you contract. Notice where peace appears naturally and where you are forcing yourself to remain connected. You don't need to make every decision today. You don't need to have your entire future planned. Give yourself permission to pause, breathe, and listen. Sometimes clarity arrives when you stop demanding that it appear immediately. The version of you that is emerging may value different things. Maybe you want more peace than recognition, more authenticity than approval, more meaningful connection than attention, and more freedom than the security of staying exactly the same. That is not losing yourself. That is meeting yourself at a deeper level. So don't rush to label this season as failure. Let it teach you. Let it reveal what no longer belongs. Let the uncertainty become a quiet space where your next version can form naturally, without pressure, without pretending, and without needing everyone else to understand. There comes a moment when holding on to the old version of yourself becomes more painful than letting it go. You may feel attached to familiar habits, people, and beliefs, even when something inside you knows they no longer fit. The old you was not wrong. That version of you got you through experiences you once believed you could not survive. It learned how to protect you, seek approval, avoid rejection, and create safety. You can honor it without remaining trapped inside it. Growth often begins when you stop asking, "How can I become who I used to be?" and start asking, "Who am I becoming now?" That question creates room for something more honest to emerge, even when you cannot yet describe it. You may notice yourself becoming less interested in proving your worth. Conversations that once consumed you may no longer matter. Certain environments may suddenly feel heavy. This does not necessarily mean something is wrong. Your awareness may simply be changing. Sometimes transformation feels like losing things. You lose an old routine, an expectation, a relationship, or an identity you spent years building. Yet beneath that loss, there can be a quiet realization you are making room for something that feels more aligned with who you truly are. Do not force yourself to keep carrying what your inner world is asking you to release. You do not need to explain every change to everyone. Some transformations are deeply personal and they need time before they can be understood clearly. The more honestly you listen to yourself, the easier it becomes to recognize what belongs in your life and what does not. Your inner guidance may not always shout. Sometimes it appears as a quiet feeling, a repeated realization, or a sense that something simply no longer feels right. Trust those moments without becoming impulsive. You do not have to destroy your entire life overnight. Release can be gentle. You can take one step away from what drains you and one step toward what gives you a deeper sense of presence. Remember that outgrowing something does not make your past meaningless. It means that chapter served its purpose. You can appreciate what it taught you while still choosing not to repeat it. Your history can shape you without having to control your future. The new version of you may be more peaceful, more selective, and more willing to honor your own needs. You may discover that real strength is not always pushing harder. Sometimes strength is knowing when to pause, when to release, and when to choose yourself. Let the old identity soften naturally. You do not need to fight it or hate who you once were. Thank that version of yourself for bringing you here, and then allow yourself to move forward with greater awareness, greater honesty, and a deeper trust in your own becoming. You do not need to see the entire path before you take the next step. Sometimes the desire for certainty becomes the very thing that keeps you frozen. You keep waiting for a perfect sign, a perfect plan, or complete confidence, while life is quietly asking you to move. Uncertainty can feel uncomfortable because the mind wants guarantees. It wants to know what will happen, who will stay, whether the decision will work, and where the road will lead. But your deeper awareness does not always operate through certainty. Sometimes it speaks through a quiet sense of knowing. Pay attention to what happens within you when you imagine different choices. Notice where you feel open and where you feel contracted. Notice what brings a sense of calm, even when it is difficult, and what creates tension even when it appears safe. This does not mean every feeling is an instruction. Emotions can be complicated, and fear can sometimes disguise itself as intuition. That is why self-awareness matters. Give yourself enough stillness to recognize the difference between an anxious reaction and a genuine inner knowing. You may have spent years looking outside yourself for answers. You ask other people what you should do, compared your journey with theirs, and searched for reassurance before trusting your own decision. But eventually, you have to come home to your own awareness. That does not mean ignoring advice. It means listening to others without abandoning your own voice. You can receive guidance and still decide what feels truthful for you. You can respect another person's perspective without making their perspective your identity. Sometimes the next step will feel small. It might be sending the message, ending the habit, beginning the project, taking the rest you need, or simply admitting what you have known for a long time. Small, honest choices can change the direction of an entire life. You are not required to understand the destination before honoring the next step. Think about walking through a dark room with a small light. You may not see the entire room, but you can see enough to move forward safely. Clarity can arrive as you move. The more you practice trusting yourself, the more familiar the inner voice becomes. You begin recognizing the difference between what you genuinely want and what you think you should want. You notice the difference between peace and avoidance, between alignment and people pleasing. There will still be moments when you doubt yourself. That does not mean you have lost your direction. It means you are human. You can pause, breathe, reflect, and begin again. Trust is not the absence of doubt. It is the willingness to keep listening beneath the doubt. So if you cannot see what comes next, do not assume you are behind. You may simply be being asked to become present with this moment. Take the next honest step available to you and allow the path to reveal itself one piece at a time. Becoming more fully yourself does not mean creating a completely new person. It means removing the layers that taught you to hide, perform, please, and constantly seek approval. Beneath those layers, there is a quieter version of you waiting to be heard. For years, you may have shaped yourself around what other people needed from you. You learned when to speak, when to stay silent, what to desire, and what to avoid. Eventually, you may realize that being accepted is not the same as being truly seen. Authenticity begins when you stop abandoning yourself to maintain connection. This does not mean becoming cold or selfish. It means recognizing that healthy connection does not require you to disappear. You can love people deeply while still honoring your own boundaries. You may discover that peace matters more to you now than proving a point. You may no longer want to explain every decision, chase every opportunity, or remain available to everyone. This change can feel strange when your old identity was built around constant giving. Listen to what your life is showing you, the relationships that allow you to breathe, the environments where you feel relaxed, and the moments when you feel naturally present can reveal something important about what supports your authentic self. At the same time, notice where you consistently feel like you have to perform. If you are always monitoring your words, hiding your emotions, or shrinking yourself to avoid someone's reaction, ask whether that connection allows the real you to exist. Your energy deserves your attention. Not because every uncomfortable feeling means you should leave, but because your inner experience contains information. Sometimes discomfort is asking you to grow. Sometimes it is showing you that something no longer aligns. Awareness helps you tell the difference. Becoming yourself also means accepting that not everyone will understand your transformation. People who knew your old patterns may expect you to remain the same. They may question your choices simply because your growth changes the dynamic they were comfortable with. You do not have to convince them. Your responsibility is not to make everyone comfortable with your evolution. Your responsibility is to become honest with yourself and then live from that honesty with compassion, clarity, and groundedness. There may be parts of yourself you have rejected because they seemed too sensitive, too emotional, too quiet, or too different. Perhaps those parts were never weaknesses. Perhaps they were aspects of your awareness waiting to be understood rather than suppressed. Give yourself permission to exist without constantly improving yourself. You are allowed to rest. You are allowed to feel. You are allowed to change direction. You are allowed to be unfinished while still being worthy of love, peace, and respect. The more you return to yourself, the less you need external validation to tell you who you are. You begin to recognize your own values, your own limits, your own desires, and your own truth. And from that place, your life begins to feel less like something you have to control and more like something you can consciously participate in. You stop searching for yourself everywhere else and begin discovering that you were never truly gone. Maybe the greatest realization is this: you were never lost. You were simply growing beyond a version of yourself that could no longer carry you forward. The confusion, the endings, the silence, and the uncertainty were not proof that you had failed. They were signs that something within you was changing. So stop demanding that you have everything figured out. You do not need to know who you will become tomorrow. You only need to be honest with who you are today. Listen to yourself. Trust what feels deeply true. Release what keeps pulling you away from your own peace. And if life feels unfamiliar right now, let it. You are entering a chapter that cannot be built from the same beliefs, habits, and fears that created the last one. Something new is asking to emerge through you, and you do not need to force it. Remember this the next time you feel lost. Wise, you may not be losing yourself. You may finally be finding yourself, but so take a breath. Let go of the pressure to have all the answers. Take one honest step today, then another tomorrow. Your path does not need to be completely visible for you to trust that you are moving forward. And one day, you will look back at this version of yourself with gratitude. You will realize that the season you thought was breaking you was actually reshaping you. The person you were searching for was not somewhere ahead of you. It was you, the real you, waiting for you to stop running and finally come home. If this message found you at the right moment, take it with you. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are not lost. You are becoming. And the next version of you is already beginning.
Shall we have some more ELO? Yeah, why not? Another great sentiment from the Electric Light Orchestra. Hold on tight to your dreams. If you've got dreams and aspirations, hang on to them. What's happening down at Infinity Spiritual Centre? You can go on the website www.infinityspiritualcentre.co.nz and you'll find all the stuff going on that happens every week, every day of the week. There's something happening. There's all sorts of workshops coming up this month and next month, like healing through journalism and witch bells, sun catcher workshops, all sorts of things. Find it all on the internet at www.infinityspiritualcentre.co.nz. And not forgetting National Spiritual Day on the 22nd of September. I am Barry, bring the worst within. Lakito, shalom, namaste, masalam. May God go with you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.